The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. I'm Lindsay Bjorklund, and this is Jackson Pinkowski, live in person.
We're live.
We're actually here together, and we are recording at our Next Level event in Scottsdale, Arizona. So while Mike and Tracy are teaching, I grabbed Jackson to do this video, and it's taken us way too long to sit here and do this, but we're doing it off the cuff. And for those of you listening only, really need to see the video version because we are doing this in TikTok video fashion, as young Jackson tells me, with the tiny lapel mics, but we're holding them.
We don't have enough money for clips. So
yeah,
we need to monetize this podcast.
So this might be the best podcast ever because we are going to show you behind the scenes of how we actually do what we teach. So Jackson here just gave an awesome long
I was up there for a long time.
He was interrupted a lot about podcast questions, but your presentation was actually about
marketing and changing your marketing strategy this year. And the whole goal of your 2022, if you can believe it, the whole goal of 2022, I've been talking for too long.
He's not drunk, folks. And I'm so sorry about
no,
this echo.
This is water. Diversify your marketing strategies for this whole year. Because if the past year and the past 2 years have taught you anything, one channel isn't going to cut it. You could have been living high off the horse on Facebook for, you know, forever, back when Facebook was wild west of ads. But now you need to diversify, because if Facebook goes down, as it starts to go downhill, you're just going to be in a tough spot. So the whole thing we've been talking about here, at least that I've been talking about, is how to diversify, how to best do that, and how to best reach your customers at each point of their journey. I even had a cool chart and everything, which maybe you guys can see someday. But yeah, that's what we do here. And that's what I do. And that's what Lindsay does.
So one of the interesting questions we got, and things that a lot of our clients were asking about was, well, that's all great, Jackson, and making content to put out there. There were a lot of podcast questions. And one thing you said, and that Mike really harped on, is that you just got to go out and do it. Like, don't have excuses. Don't wait for like the perfect moment to do something. Just setting this podcast up, Jackson and I had a lot of issues. But we're doing it. We're doing it. We actually don't have a script. We don't have anything. And Jackson's like, I'm kind of worn out, and I'm going to do this. I'm committed to doing this. So thank you for sitting here. So yeah, I guess since we're doing this off the cuff and we're living what we teach, this is very behind the scenes. Okay. So first of all, content. So with content, any kind of content, whether it's an Instagram, a TikTok with your cool lavalier mic, I don't get it. But I think what is the most important thing about content, in your opinion?
Like Lindsay said, just do it. I mean, honestly, a lot of people get hung up, and especially a lot of people here get hung up on like high quality content. You know,
this is not high quality.
Thinking about high quality content. Like, you see a YouTube commercial, or you see a Super Bowl. We just had the Super Bowl. You see Super Bowl commercials and go, oh man, that's such high quality content. You don't need that. You can be just as effective with, you know, just stuff shot with your iPhone. We're on my Mac right now. Stuff shot on a Mac. It's not about the quality of the production. It's the quality in the content that you're putting out there. And that's what we kind of finalized on. It's, you can have crappy quality, but you don't want to have, you want to get value back. You don't want to have crappy content in that. So I hope I give you good value in this conversation.
Okay. There's like a lot to unpack there. So first of all, what I get from that is, don't use the quality, like the physical quality of like this MP3 or this MP4 of the video we're making as your reason not to do it. Like, yeah, we could have totally done this off of my phone. I myself have really expensive microphones that I could have brought with me and a mixer, but we're doing this so off the cuff with our joke of lavalier mics. Our audio mixer is going to kill me. but we're just getting it done so we can bring value to you guys. So that's the second most important point that I just took out of what you said. You want to bring value to the clients you are attracting. Yeah. Okay. So let's do a real world example of this. So if I was a cleaning company owner, I'm coming to you, Jackson, and I'm like, oh my God, my ideal clients are on Instagram. It's young women that are single. Let's think of an avatar, shall we? A young woman that is single between 20 and 30, and she's doesn't have any kids and she's making good money, but she does not have time to clean, but we know she's on Instagram.
Oh man.
Is that hard? Was that a hard one?
That was a tough one.
I thought that was 20, a soft
20
pitch.
To 30 making, I mean, she's almost a unicorn at that point.
Well, there's some in the East Coast. Yeah. East Coast. There's, okay. Yeah.
So we got a young woman single woman that doesn't have time to clean your house, but understands the importance of having a clean home. Content wise, being put on the spot here. Mm-hmm. So ideally in the content, you don't want to have a dude. Sorry for you guys out there, but you don't want to have a dude telling a woman what to do. And if anybody's married or has a relationship, you can't have a pretty good ad with a guy telling a woman on how to clean or something like that. It's just years of bad experience, years of bad history there. So if you can get a woman to do it, that's usually the angle you want to take. And your entire premise of content, 15 to 30 seconds, 30 to 45 seconds, reflecting back on that pain that they have, that they know they want more time in their day. They don't have enough time. They get back from work. They go to the gym. Mm-hmm. Before they know it, they're eating dinner at 8:00. Dishes are piling up. Bathroom hasn't been cleaned. And now they're spending all day Saturday or all day Sunday, instead of hanging out with friends or going out and meeting people, they're stuck at home cleaning. So if you can translate that back in your content with a woman as the front end, that's extremely relatable. Even those that aren't actively looking for cleaning will realize, hey, this is an issue and I would like my time back. Let me get that back. And you can be really blunt about it. You can just have a walking and talking video of, hey, women in, I don't know, the LA area, tired of spending your weekends cleaning up your home. Yeah, we get it. You should be out having fun, getting time back in your day. Give us a call and we can get that set up for you, or we can help give you time back even better. Something as simple as that piece of content would take you 10 minutes mm-hmm. to make, and you can have it posted same day.
Okay. I like that. So I like that you said it only takes 10 minutes, post yep. it the same day. All right, cool. Let's do another example. That was more of a residential situation. Let's do a commercial example. And I'm honestly having a hard time coming up with an avatar or an example. So maybe you can help me out here.
Yeah, commercial is a little more difficult because, and I talked about this again at the event, a lot of you guys with commercial people tend to think I'm selling to a business or I've got to get this company to take my business. No, you're selling to a person that has the company's credit card. That could be the owner of the business, could be the owner of a building, could be a property manager. You're selling to that person, and that person has issues. That issues is, hey, I'm a property manager. I have to manage all aspects of this building, including tenants, and I'm stuck wrangling the current cleaners for 40% of my week when I shouldn't have to deal with them at all. You're dealing with business owners who are stuck managing the cleaning or doing cleaning because their cleaning company sucks. They don't have a cleaning company and now they're not able to grow their business because they're spending more time cleaning in their business versus working on their business. It's another thing we say here. So again, your content can just be someone talking. Maybe you, the owner of the cleaning company, can be talking about these pain points, how you understand them. You could talk about how you don't mind spending your time cleaning because it's your job. It's a joke. As an owner, you don't want to be cleaning.
Right.
But we can spend your company's time cleaning, so your time at the company isn't spent cleaning. That's like a fun play on words. That was a good idea. I just came up with that.
There you go. Right on the spot, folks.
Late day. I'm tired. I'm hungry. But boy, I can't stop thinking about marketing, which is, you know, a curse in itself. But something like that, super easy. Will take you 10, 15 minutes to make. And it's going to last you a lifetime and provide you way more than 10, 15 minutes of value.
And this is something they could easily do on a smartphone.
Smartphone, iPad. You can do it on your laptop if you really want to. But like, we were talking to people out there, and we're in Arizona clients, right now.
Yeah.
And they're talking, we come up after I was talking about content saying, oh, I don't know what to do. I'm like, you're here. You're coming from Alaska. And you're in sunny Arizona now. Content would be great to film here because it's a different change of pace. You can make a ton of videos in just an hour. If it only takes you 10 minutes in an hour, that's six videos. Those six videos could last you a whole year.
Very true. Very true. And you could probably repurpose them, I'm guessing.
Exactly.
For several things. I mean, Instagram.
Yeah. Instagram.
Facebook. YouTube. Twitter.
Instagram,
I don't
Facebook.
People use Twitter for
but I mean, another big thing we talked about is like customized messages to clients or to potential customers, both on house cleaning, commercial cleaning. That video content goes a long way. And you can make one video just thanking, hey, thanks for signing up for our cleaning services. And every customer that gets that is going to be way more likely to stick with you because now they've got this personalized video of you on their phone saying, thanks, Joe Schmo, you're so awesome. We love you. That kind of thing. So
I tangent a lot and interrupts in podcasts. So you just made my brain tangent there. Can you speak to what type of content is best right now? I have an idea, but I want you to tell the audience.
Any content with a little microphone is the best type of content. If you're watching on YouTube right now, it's a joke. It's like a trend on TikTok.
Yeah.
In like 5 years, people are going to be like, these guys are stupid. What type of content is doing well? You mean like format or value?
Format. Well, you can just answer my question. You said anything with a little microphone. Oh, so yeah. Video, I'm assuming, is best.
Video content will be best.
Okay.
Is video is always gonna be key, or video is king for the foreseeable future. The space for video content is there. People like watching video content. I mean, TikTok is a purely based video platform, and it's grown to be like the second most used platform for video content behind YouTube, I think. Might even surpass it at this point. But yeah, if you just make short video content like that, it's going to be really big.
I could be wrong, but maybe in one of your presentations, or maybe you mentioned it to someone today or yesterday about Instagram has changed their focus more to reels because of TikTok, reels being videos, short videos, right? That are how long?
I mean, they can be up to 3 minutes. So yeah.
That shows you a lot right there about the future of social media, I think.
Yeah, unfortunately. for being a marketer, I don't really like social media, which might surprise people, but this past year, Instagram, the head of Instagram doubled down on Reels saying, oh, we're sticking with Reels. We're going to make Reels awesome. We're changing up the feed. So you see more Reels and you'll see more people interacting with Reels. And you'll even have the potential to get paid if you use Reels, which is something that TikTok does. It pays their creators, and TikTok is a video platform, and it's taken a chunk out of Instagram's market. It's taken their younger user base away. And so now Instagram is, well, we might not be able to get the young user base back, but we do have this 20 to 35 year old market that is, you know, too young for really Facebook's popular heyday, but too old to be TikTok, Snapchat savvy as much as, you know, younger kids are. And so that's like a perfect demographic, especially for the homeowner market, because those are the type of people that are the busy ones who work a lot, but have the money for home cleaning, but want time to spend with friends as opposed to home cleaning. And so if you make content speaking to that, it's great. And then the cool thing you can do too is put money behind it and force that content in front of other people. Because if there's going to be so many reels, it means there's going to be so many spaces for ads on Reels, which is going to be great.
So you just opened a can of worms for me.
I did.
Okay. So taking that tangent to the next level. Ha, joke. Playing words because we're at a next level event. Sorry, guys. It's late in the day here, and the puns they're coming out. So say I am following your advice, Jackson. I'm a cleaning company owner, and I'm like, all right, let's do this thing. I got my video. How do I know how much money and how to start putting funds towards the advertising, as you say?
That's the million-dollar question. If I knew exactly how much money you should put behind your ads, I wouldn't be working here or anywhere. I'd be on a beach. There's so many factors. It depends like on your market. It depends, are you in a big city, a small city? Are you selling to old people? Are you selling to young people? Are you selling to first-time homeowners? All that kind of stuff comes into play. What does your marketing budget look like? Do you have a lot of money to spend? Do you have a little money to spend? How are we going to get that to test out? My general rule of thumb is start with $5 to $10. That usually encompasses, I mean, you can always go more. I wouldn't go less. There's really nowhere else you can go down from $5. That's a cup of Starbucks coffee. But you can get data at $5 to $10 without breaking the bank. And I play it safe because I talk to you guys like I don't know you from Adam because I don't know you at all. And but I'm assuming you're like, oh, I'm worried about spending much money and not getting anything out of it. And I get that. I completely understand it. But we still need to test. We need to get data in. And $5 to $10 can get you some data without breaking the bank.
How long? Next question.
At least a week.
Okay.
And then you can scale it up.
Okay. Okay. I like this concrete action, people. Okay. I'm a person that's like, okay, I'm ready to do it. I just need a step-by-step instruction.
Yeah. And you'll probably listen to someone else on a different podcast that will call me stupid and say, this is the dumbest marketing idea ever. And I wouldn't go, oh, that guy's dumb. I'd go, yeah, he's probably right. Because if you came to me and you were like, yeah, we've got 3 locations across all the Los Angeles area, and we've got 100 different homes, and our marketing budget is $3,000 a month, I would not tell you to test content at $5 to $10 a day. I would tell you to test content at $100 a day. And if you're just starting out and you've got some clients, but you're looking to expand, and somebody comes up and tells you $100 a day in testing, it's going to scare you away from ads forever. So you take that conservative approach and say, hey, let's just start small and let's scale up and go from there. Doesn't fit everything, but it's a good starting point for sure.
I like that conservative approach to just kind of scaling into it. Okay. All right. All right. Lightning rounds. Are you ready? We're going to do a lightning round at the end in podcast tradition. If Jared was here, Jared, where are you? Seriously. We could have had the J versus J live.
He's rocking out to 80s punk rock in his park.
In Columbia. Okay. So, first question, what is your favorite thing about live events and helping our clients live?
I get to see how big people actually are. Cause most of the time, so I get this joke all the time. The first time I did this live event, everyone's like, you're so much bigger than I thought you were. I'm like, oh, thank you.
Like wider, taller. Like,
am I fat? No, I'm not the skinniest dude, but it's fun to see. Cause everybody, you see half their body, and then you come to an event, you see who they actually are, and you get to actually talk with people, and you connect to them on a more personal level. And I've been working with this company for a long time now. And a lot of the people here I've been working with for a while. And it was fun when they were able to come here. I was able to like directly point them out and say, I know what you're struggling with. Let's work on this right now. Or I know what you need content with. Go shoot it out on the porch because it's a great little spot. So that's really why I like it. And people can't hide from me. So like during the week when I have my calls or when I'm working with people, they can hide and not show up. And my only rebuttal is to message them and go, hey, you didn't show up. And then they can make them an excuse. When you're here, I can go corner you and make you do something that's going to make you uncomfortable, but I know it's going to help grow your business. That was a long answer.
That was not a lightning round, but I really enjoyed the answer because that was not planned at all. Okay. Yeah, because just so people out there in Cleaning Nation know, we with our clients were on Zoom like most of the year, and we just see you in little squares. And so it's really good to see people in person and hear in person how lives are changed and how people are improving their business. And most importantly, they see other business owners doing the same thing, getting feedback. So that's just a little behind the scenes sneak peek here. I guess I have to close this out since Jared is not here and people that have listened to the J versus J podcast in the past Do you have anything to say about the Lakers?
They are so bad. The Lakers are worse than I could have hoped. They have Russell Westbrook, who is just not worth the gum on my shoe. LeBron James is basically in retirement mode. And the only guy that's actually any good, Anthony Davis, is broken and should have stayed where he was before. I forget where he was before, but he should go to a team that would appreciate him, not the Lakers. But I do miss Jared. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
That was really good. So I'm actually going to close it out there because, you know, we know Jared's going to hear about this podcast. So we just had to sneak that in. Cleaning Nation, I guess. Oh, one more piece of advice question before we sign off. What is one great free marketing resource that you think could help Cleaning Nation? Not affiliated or anything, just something they could refer to.
Like for information?
Yeah.
YouTube. YouTube's the best.
Anything specific besides Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, I mean, obviously.
Yeah, you can do the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, but the internet is full of people who know marketing and people who have helped service businesses, people who have business in general, right? And the coolest thing about it is we all have different perspectives, but our general like principle for getting things done and making companies money are about the same. So the execution might be a little bit different, but the end result is always going to be the same. And so by you doing your own research and going and watching videos, cool thing is you can do it while you're at the gym. You can do it while you're driving. You can do it while you're cooking dinner. It's good background noise to help you learn more. And you can find what fits well with your business, fits well with your personality, how you operate, and take that and adapt it to your business. And before you know it, the end result's going to be the same. So,
oof, laying it down. That was good. That was good. See, unscripted is the best. In Cleaning Nation, if you like what you're hearing here and you want to learn more about Grow My Cleaning Company and what we do and how we can potentially help you grow your cleaning company, check us out at growmycleaningcompany.com/talk TALK, and that will lead you to schedule a coaching call with one of our awesome coaches that can advise you some more. So until next time, Cleaning Nation, this is Lindsay Bjorklund. This is Mr. Jackson. I can't say your name. I'm so tired.
And we're tired,
but we made content today.
We did content.
High five.
We did content. What? I have a twisty tie.
Oh, okay.
We did content.
See how easy it is? Bye, Cleaning Nation.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.